This is 493.
Thank you. Thank you. Dude. Thank you.
That right there was a 90-minute cannonball into the glistening waters of the Hypnagogue podcast library. Hey there, my name is John Shanahan. I am your host. Thank you for taking the time to download and listen as I attempt to bring you the best in ambient, electronic, and contemporary instrumental music. 14 shiny happy tracks this time around. Started off with, I'm never sure how to pronounce this, Kravagoidi? Kravagoid? Look at the playlist, you'll figure it out. The album was called Hidden Sanctuary, and that track was Emisov. By the by, this was a lot of shuffling, but also a lot of skimming through the library to try to find what would sound good with the track before it. So I kept passing things over, and every now and then I would come across a track and I go, oh, wow, that's a good one. I'm going to put that in next. And I'd go into the giant spreadsheet of goodness and just check the name. And like 8 times out of 10, I'd played it on a past episode. And I have repeated tracks here occasionally. I prefer not to because there are like 35,000 tracks and we've only cracked about 6,300 of them. So, you know, give everybody a fair shake. Although there are some repeat artists, of course. The second person on this list was Joe Wynek, his album Orient to Occident. And that track was Sonic Forest. Twilight Archive gave us Infinity Net from Roaming Elsewhere. And then Steve Roach took us down into some primal stuff. And again, this just kind of came along as I was shuffling through and I liked it, so I put it in. That was Unearthed from Trance Archaeology. Then what I did, you see, is I went over to the old review site at hypnagogue.net. Don't go there. It's been dead for 9 years now. And I put in the word tribal. And two things are true. One is that there were a lot of albums that I reviewed that had elements of that tribal aspect to it. And the second is that I apparently used the word tribal way too fucking much. Part of the reason why I stopped reviewing. But one thing that came up, so the next couple of tracks came up under this, was Lauren Norell from the venerable Dark Cloud release. That was Tengannon Grove. Then Roy Mattson off of Intersecting Skies with Electrostatic release. Great combination of Eric Wallow and Byron Metcalf. After that, the album was called Earth Luminous. That was Light and Ground. And then as I was kind of flicking through old reviews, a little nostalgic moment for me, I came across Jason A. Mullinax's Homeworld album, the review that I wrote up. And in there, I had mentioned a track, the name of which I, in good conscience, I could not skip over it. I had to give it to you because the track is called Space Amish. And if you've been here long enough, you know that that just cracked me up. So at the very least, I played it out of humor, but it is a, I said good things about the track in the review. And I like the track. But yes, Space Amish. Then Undara kind of came along and pulled us back up out of those shadowy spaces with Islands of Fog from Traveler. And that kind of made me want to escort you toward New Age-ish kind of land. And who better than Gandalf with Fields of Bliss from A Light from Afar. What happens occasionally when I'm putting tracks in is I will listen to the first couple minutes of it and think, okay, that goes pretty nicely. Work that in there. And then when I find the next track that I think follows along, I'll skip to the end of that track in Audacity and I'll play it to see where I wanna start the next one. And so with this track, I did not realize that lovely, delightful kind of piano melody at the beginning got into a little bit of that New Age bombast toward the end, just a little bit. It was fine. It wasn't what I had expected. And again, because I do a sloppy job here and have for 17 years now, right? Yeah, 17 years. That's what you get. But it's a nice track. It's a nice track. You liked it. After that, it was East Forest with Melodica off of Music Meditations. Tell you another quick story. Craig Padilla's Discovery of Meaning came up. That's the title track from Discovery of Meaning. And I couldn't remember if that was, because I don't keep track of things. I couldn't remember if it was a new album that I'd got from him recently or if it went back a ways. It goes back to like 2022, I think. But it made me realize that although I have put something from Discovery of Meaning on the show in the past, I hadn't really just sat down and listened to the album. And this is one of the things that has happened as I do the podcast more and more. When I was reviewing, I would listen to entire albums because I needed to write about the entire album. In doing the podcast now, I put things in and I shuffle and I wait for songs that kind of catch my ear. And then maybe I'll listen to another one off that album. But it's kind of like I've lost the discipline of just sitting down and listening to an entire album, which I really, really need to get back to. I think that in general, kind of the music ecosphere has pushed us toward listening to single tracks and mixes and not just really, again, focusing and concentrating on what an artist has put together from start to finish. And I am guilty of that, and Lord knows if I'll actually change my ways at this stage, but at least I recognize it as an issue. Point being, I went back, I put on Discovery of Meaning from the beginning, I listened to it all the way through, just a great hour of my life, enjoying a full album, and it just reminded me that that's how we should be listening to music, at least some of the time, right? If not most of the time. Anyway, thus endeth the rant. After that was Ryan Summers with Glimmer to Glean from Deeply Divided. And we closed out. Bruno Sanfilippo did a number of singles that were collaborations with other artists. This was the first of them, which is called Collab One. And he was teaming up with Aukai, also known as Marcus Sieber, who brought acoustic guitar and the Ronroco. And I had to go look up the Ronroco. It's a small guitar of, I believe, Argentinian origin? Bolivian. I just had to do a quick search there. Took an edit so you didn't hear me type. Because you didn't think I knew what a Ronroco was right off the top of my head, right? Okay, good, good. Just making sure you understand how things work around here. And that is how episode 493 works. You've been getting a couple of episodes weekly lately, because two of these, the last, this one and the one before it, as you may know, particularly if you live in New England, Memorial Day weekend was terrible. It was rainy and nasty and cold. And so I didn't want to go anywhere. I didn't want to do anything. So I sat in my little room and I slapped together a couple of episodes. So who knows? Maybe I'll keep up the pace. Then again, it might be 2 weeks. Remember, they're never more than 2 weeks apart. Sometimes they're weekly. I think next time I need to jump back into the new stuff. I did download a bunch of things lately that I need to check out. I should listen to them as albums, shouldn't I? Yes, I should. Will I? Yeah, you know. See how that goes. Quick thing here. If you're not already subscribing, do so. You don't want to miss any episodes, I guess. Go to wherever you get your podcasts and put in Hypnagogue, and lo and behold, there I am. You can also go to hypnagoguepodcast.com. There's a box on the right-hand side. Put in your email address, and you get them in your inbox. Never miss an episode, because you will cry if you do. That's been scientifically proven. Don't ask me to provide citations for that. It's not going to happen. I will be back real soon with 494. And until that time, you lovely people, I bid you all peace and power.